portfolio management ties the whole thing together. We know that increased productivity, no matter what the field is, whether it's field and track, it's baseball, or it's real estate sales, or loan officers building a dream team, it's often tied to observation of their activities and accountability. Tough love. What we do is we help eliminate excuses that I didn't get out there to see the two realtors this week because I'm poor at priority management. Most loan officers or real estate agents say it's time management. It's really priority. You did make it a priority. You found time to major in the minors, and we call them on that. And again, oftentimes to have an outside individual help hold people accountable is easier to do. Plus you're busy, and an outside firm that understands this is tough love, we're not taking, oh, okay, try harder next week. Of course we encourage them, but so often we hear, I don't know what I'd even do if I had to sit down. And I didn't go out and do it because it rained, it snowed. I was so busy with my new transaction, what have you. This one thing that we all have in common, we want the LOs to build a dream team. Another $1 million a month, four or five, whatever transactions more a month, and it's going to have to come from their activities, not their excuses. And what we give them is the ability to track the interaction. Can they bring in at least one new referral partner every 30 days, which sometimes will take about 8 sit-downs because they actually have to eliminate the realtor that's not a good match for them. Building their dream team is kind of like Match.com. That's what we do. We're trying to find the right profile. Not everybody's a good match for your loan officer. And our objective is help them build that profile through the accountability program. And we also give them, this example you see on the screen here, on the left is the portfolio. On the right is the menu of items that they could do with the existing listing agent on a transaction or a realtor they met at an open house. Or just what are the touches, the two touches this week with those that are on their dream team or those that they're trying to add to the dream team. So portfolio management is where we get involved each week through a conference call, and we have short conversations with Bob, Sally, whatever it is, one at a time. I want your numbers, and I want to know what obstacles you had to either getting an appointment and or you had an appointment and you need some advice as to how to build that relationship. Very important part of it. Again, it's an optional part. You could do it yourself. It's not necessary in our program. However, we have found that when you outsource this, you find more truth as to why they aren't executing building a dream team. And of course, we report this back to you. All right. Thank you for listening.